Well, Sonny, I hear you are tipping off with a basketball award.
Kim, here's a sunny side of sports salute to sharpshooting Golden State Warriors guard Stephen Curry, who on Monday was named the National Basketball Association's Most Valuable Player. The 27-year-old Curry will be presented with the MVP trophy Tuesday night when the Warriors host the Memphis Grizzlies in Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinal playoff series. Curry scored 22 points and had 7 assists Sunday as the Warriors won Game 1 in the best-of-seven series, 101-86. The top-seeded Warriors were coming off a 4-game sweep of the New Orleans Pelicans in the first round of the NBA playoffs that earned them an 8-day layoff. The NBA's most valuable player, Stephen Curry, comments.
How we started the first half coming off that long week. This is the first experience of having a rest in between series, so we stayed sharp in our downtime and came out aggressive on both ends of the floor. And when you get off to a good start, you build your confidence and you kind of roll from there. We're a deep team. I mean, you don't win, six, seven games without contributions from everybody. So for us to, get our bench to come in and play the way they did, we're going to be good if everybody steps up, is ready for the moment, and we play our hearts out.
During the regular season, Stephen Curry averaged almost 24 points per game as the Warriors won a club record 67 games. Steph also broke his own NBA record by making 286 three-point shots during the regular season. I wrote about Curry in February in my Sunny Side of Sports blog, saying how for every three-point shot he makes during games, the new MVP donates 3 insecticide-treated mosquito nets to the Nothing But Nets anti-malaria campaign. Steph Curry is the first Warriors player to be named the league's most valuable player since the late, great Wilt Chamberlain, who won the award during the 1959-1960 NBA season when the club was based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In Sunday's other NBA playoff game, my beloved Washington Wizards clipped the wings of the host Atlanta Hawks 104-98 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Bradley Beal scored a game-high 28 points for the Wizards. Beal also sprained his ankle late in the fourth quarter, and his status for Game 2 on Tuesday night in Atlanta is not clear.
They're playing basketball without that basketball.
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Floyd Mayweather remains unbeaten, 48th victory in a row, unanimous decision over Manny Pacquiao in the fight of the century. First off, Nnamdi, I posted some photos at my Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page, just dumbfounded at some of the reaction, saying Pac-Man was robbed and that the match was fixed. Did they watch the same fight that you and I watched?
Sonny, still undefeated. Still a cash machine. I remember your old friend, the late Angelo Dundee. Floyd Mayweather did a number on Manny Pacquiao and made him look stupid. Box circles around Manny Pacquiao.
Lots of question marks after the fight, Nnamdi. The Pac-Man basically making some excuses, saying that he injured his right shoulder in training.
2 weeks before the fight and 1 week before the fight, it's my shoulder's getting better and better, but not really 100%, totally 100%, recover, but at least I can use it, but something wrong.
Well, then why didn't they postpone the fight if he's not healthy?
Sonny, Manny Pacquiao and Freddie Roach both are sore losers, you know. I went to Wildcard Gym before the fight. I watched him. And on this show, Sonny, I told our listeners that this cat is not ready. All this excuse shoulder injury. He didn't even talk about the calf muscles, you know, and all that stuff. A sore loser. He should be ashamed of himself. This is his last payday.
For my two cents, Namdi, when you get into the ring for a fight that's been hyped that much, you better come to fight.
Yeah, he didn't do nothing, you know. Mayweather, we expected a masterful technician Saturday night, and he delivered. Manny Pacquiao and Freddie Roach, you wonder what they were doing in training camp. You know, they were busy dealing with Hollywood celebrities, making all this appearance in Jimmy Kimmel's show. They had no plan B. I mean, if you remember, we talked about adjustments in fights, you know. Manny Pacquiao was just like driving a car in one gear. You know what's going to happen. You burn up the clutch, mess up the car. Floyd was able to adjust. And if you remember when we talked Friday, we talked about Floyd Mayweather putting the early rounds in the bag, putting it in the bank. And that's exactly what he did and frustrated Manny Pacquiao.
Were there turning points in the fight where you thought he's got it, he's dominating this fight, and it's over?
After the first five rounds, you know, all these haters were the people that made him rich, you know, because they paid a lot of money to see him get knocked out, see him bloodied. But this man kept banking. When he's said and done, he's going to walk away with close to $350 million for one night's work. So you can hate him as much as you want. He will go down in boxing as the best, you know. I even got a call from Lagos last night chewing me out about what I said on Muhammad Ali and Floyd Mayweather. And they said that the motorpark fights in Lagos is more exciting. And I told them that, look, dude, the motorpark fights knows nothing about defense. It's all offense.
And yet, I think you're right, Namdi. I think so many fans wanted this brawl between Pacquiao and Mayweather, but Mayweather just won't allow that type of fight.
Sonny, these fans paid for toe-to-toe. But we in the game, we saw this long time ago that there'll be no toe-to-toe. There'll be no Maidana-style one fight. It's going to be a fight with the smartest man in the ring with the smartest corner. And that's exactly what happened. Personally, me and you, we did not expect him to go there and look stupid and come out with bruised nose or broken jaw. No, Mayweather is too smart and too slick. He out-hustled Manny Pacquiao.
To the critics after the fight, Namdi, former champions Mike Tyson and Oscar De La Hoya, they both called it a boring fight. Your reaction?
These two guys are jealous because Floyd Mayweather, one night payday, is way better than what they made in their lifetime. They're jealous of Manny Mayweather, and they will still be jealous until he will go ahead and break Rocky Marciano's record, and they will still be jealous.
There's still some thought, though, Namdi, that Mayweather might hang up the gloves after September. He said post-fight that he'll fight one more time. It'll be a non-title fight.
Monday, I'm going to relinquish all belts. You know, Monday, you know, I made a decision in the back that my last fight may not be a championship fight. I'm going to give up all the belts. It's still going to be a 12-round fight, but I'm going to relinquish all the belts Monday.
You think that's just smoke at this point?
That's just smoke, Sonny. He will do two. One in September, and then the next one, the final one, he will open the brand new arena at the MGM. There'll be a brand new arena, and Floyd Mayweather will open the arena, and that'll be the last fight, and that will be the record fight where he'll be 50-0, breaking Rocky Marciano's record. Forget about him retiring in September. He will retire after he destroyed Rocky Marciano's record, open the brand new arena at MGM Grand. Take that to the bank, Sonny. I'm saying that from what I know.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Mueta. And we'll hear more verbal jabs from Namdi about Mayweather Pacquiao later this week, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports. Turning to African athletics, the Candy Man, Felix Candy of Kenya, scored a sweet victory over the weekend at the Volkswagen Prague Marathon in the Czech Republic. Felix clocked 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 32 seconds. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Felix after his triumph. Here's Andy.
We're talking with the winner of the Volkswagen Prague Marathon 2015, and that is Felix Candy, who's having a great last few months of the marathon. He won the tough Athens Marathon last November, set a course record, and here really beat a strong field. Felix, did you realize that you were in that kind of shape when you came to Prague?
Yeah, when I came to Prague, I knew I had well preparation, as I was training well in Kenya, so I was expecting to do a marvelous job here. But as I arrived here, I felt a little bit sick. I had some flu. So since the other day, even last night, I was doubting. I say, maybe I'll try and run position 5 if it's worse, because I felt bad through the night. But I thank God, because during when I woke up in the morning, I felt a little bit better. And I say I'm going to try and push and maybe run a good position.
Well, you've run a personal best by around 2 minutes, or just under 2 minutes. What about getting your time under 2 hours, 8 minutes? Is that the next objective, to run sub 2:08?
Yes, that was even my next objective. As I was saying, maybe I could have run here also maybe 2:06, but due to my condition that changed the previous 2 days, so it led me to didn't make it to run as I had earlier planned.
Well, you certainly made a very speedy recovery from that virus and won the Volkswagen Prague Marathon. Felix Candy of Kenya, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, energetic Andy Edwards. Speaking there with Kenyan athlete Felix Candy, the 2015 Volkswagen Prague Marathon champion. If you're just tuning in now to the Voice of America, my top story, Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, was on Monday named the most valuable player in the National Basketball Association.